Lift Him Up, January 13. The Hope of the Ages. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Through the long centuries of trouble and darkness, and dimness of anguish, marking the history of mankind from the day our first parents lost their Eden home, to the time the Son of God appeared as the Savior of sinners, the hope of the fallen race was centered in the coming of a Deliverer to free men and women from the bondage of sin and the grave. The first intimation of such a hope was given to Adam and Eve in the sentence pronounced upon the serpent in Eden when the Lord declared to Satan in their hearing, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. As the guilty pair listened to these words, they were inspired with hope, for in the prophecy concerning the breaking of Satan's power, they discerned a promise of deliverance from the ruin wrought through transgression. Though they must suffer from the power of their adversary, because they had fallen under his seductive influence and had chosen to disobey the plain command of Jehovah, yet they need not yield to utter despair. The Son of God was offering to atone with his own lifeblood for their transgression. To them was to be granted a period of probation, during which, through faith in the power of Christ to save, they might become once more the children of God. Satan, by means of his success in turning man aside from the path of obedience, became the god of this world. The dominion that once was Adam's passed to the usurper. But the Son of God proposed to come to this earth to pay the penalty of sin, and thus not only redeem man, but recover the dominion forfeited. It is of this restoration that Micah prophesied when he said, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. This hope of redemption through the advent of the Son of God as Savior and King has never become extinct in the hearts of men. From the beginning, there have been some whose faith has reached out beyond the shadows of the present to the realities of the future. Adam, Seth, Enoch, Methuselah, Noah, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Through these and other worthies, the Lord has preserved the precious revealings of His will. And it was thus that to the children of Israel, God imparted a knowledge of the requirements of His law, and of the salvation to be accomplished through the atoning sacrifice of His beloved Son.